Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Are you in Malmo yet? Are you set up in the media centre? Dermot Manning, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. I'm literally en route. I'm on the bridge. My flight is at 12:40 today. I will be in Copenhagen at 4. I'm over the bridge and I'm straight to the Malmo Arena for tonight's semi-final.
That's a magnificent bridge. I've seen pictures of it, yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching it on. I have online access to the press centre, so I was able to watch the rehearsal yesterday afternoon and evening. So I've seen the show. I know exactly what's going on. I've heard the script. I've seen heard all the jokes, and saw our Bambi. And wow, what a performance! Yeah. Strap yourself in, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
For people who don't follow it as closely as the likes of you or me, like the show that we will see tonight live from Malmo, you have already seen in full as it will be presented. Why do they do these dress rehearsals so tightly?
It's a couple of reasons anyway. I mean, this is just the run through of the whole show. They also do individual rehearsals as well for a full week before that. Yeah. So rehearsals in Malmo start, I mean, the Eurovision's on this Saturday, the final. 2 weeks prior to that was the start of the rehearsal sequence. And even before that, they had these stand-in rehearsals, which is basically where the cameramen and all the sound people in Malmo get these stand-in. The people usually like from like acting schools and right. Performing arts schools. They come in and they stand and they basically do out the acts. And so they have the cameras, they've all worked out, they've all the script, the props on stage worked out, the moving stuff on and off the stage. So by the time the singers turn up, like, it's pretty well nailed on what they're going to do.
It's amazing,
but last night now, I'm again, like, you know, you watch it long enough like I do, I was watching the running time and it's meant to be 2 hours 10 minutes and it went 2 hours 25 last night.
Right.
So 15 minutes of what I saw yesterday afternoon and evening will have to be shaved somewhere along the way. So they're usually not identical, but I think the one this afternoon will have to be the one that is spot on, because they also record all these rehearsals as backups. So the idea being that if something goes wrong on the night, say there's a power blackout, say there's a stage invasion, stage whatever, there's always a backup tape running in the exact same sync as the live show.
Wow.
And they just switch over with a switch, and the audience at home would never know that there is that you're now watching a rehearsal as opposed to the live show. And that's always been the way the Eurovision has gone.
So it's a digital duplicate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
just whatever one they picked, as though usually it's the one the afternoon before the evening live show is the one they record as the backup, and they time check it all the way through, so they keep it synced way through. But you would not know that it happened. In 1999, funnily enough, there was actually a timing issue. And there was a lot, like, you know, the presenters were speaking and it was clearly they were out of sync. And that actually used the backup for about 5 minutes. Now, you wouldn't know, but, you know, it is known in amongst us that happened.
Yeah. I know there was talk in Dublin a long time ago where did the German act twist his ankle in rehearsal? The German guy, he had a big, lively stage show and he twisted his ankle. And there was talk of using the backup in case he couldn't perform.
Yeah, and it has happened actually more recently than that, PJ. The Icelandic act back in 2021, Daði Freyr, the big tall guy with the long hair, who had that very popular song, Think About Things. Well, he was back in 2021, but one of his group got COVID during the week. And what they ended up doing in Rotterdam that year was they actually just showed one of the rehearsals that they'd, one of the individual rehearsals that they had recorded, and that was slotted in to the live show. So it does happen. It does happen.
Yeah. Okay. So Bambi will perform fourth tonight. Now you're the statistics man. Yeah. Are we getting out of tonight? I cannot see us not getting out. Are we getting out tonight?
Well, there's two things to look at. You know, a couple of things are in our favour. Firstly, we're in the smaller of the two semi-finals. There's 15 in our semi, 10 will qualify. There's 16 in the qualifier, the semi on Thursday. So statistically, the odds are slightly better today. Secondly, United Kingdom votes in our semi-final, which is always a help, particularly with the Northern Ireland vote. And a third thing as well is that they're, for the first time, they're going to be playing the finalists, three of the automatic finalists, UK, Germany and Sweden, are going to perform in full in our semi-final tonight. And the UK performs right beside Bambi Thug. So UK audiences may be tuning in to see Ollie Alexander sing their song, and we'll see Ireland straight away. So, I mean, there's a lot in our favour. But yeah, there's two other things to look at. Was there was a press poll done amongst the accredited press after the rehearsal, and an audience poll done by the people in the audience last night. Ireland won the press poll, and we were second in the audience poll.
Wow.
So, you know, you have to think on that basis. I mean, the audience and the press would need to be way off if Ireland doesn't qualify tonight. So I think on that basis alone, yes, we are getting into the final.
Yeah, now we're in there tonight with, is it, you said the UK are there too, of course. Previous winners, Ukraine are in there, Portugal, Azerbaijan and Finland are also in there with us tonight.
Yeah, watch out for Finland, by the way. You might want to, if you have a sensitive disposition, you may want to avert your gaze during the start of the finish.
Hang on a second now, there's more sensitive than Bambi?
Yeah. Slightly revealing. I'll say not more than that.
This is the guy with the nude suit. I've been reading about
exactly. Oh, yeah, God. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Where he wears a pouch and not much else.
Okay, basically. Okay. We put the kettle on during that one, Dermot.
Yeah, no, certainly you mentioned Ukraine there. I mean, absolutely. That's a stunning performance. Really nicely staged. Good song, too. I don't think it's as healing. There's a lot of rap in it and stuff, which might be a bit jarring for viewers. But it's, and then there's a big, big favourite tonight is the Croatian song. And people might remember last year Finland, remember Karia, hugely popular in Liverpool. It walked the telly vote, I mean, by a country mile.
Yes.
And yet the juries went for Sweden instead, and the juries basically held sway. This year's, effectively, the Finnish entry for this year is a song called Rin Timmy Timmy Dag Dag Dag, whatever it's called, by Baby Lasagna. But it's a huge
I have it actually, and it is. I picked it up a week or two ago myself, and it is like it's infectious. Not that one. Here we go. Where is he? Where is that? Oh, yeah, here's Baby Lasagna. Listen for the catch now. That's reminding me, Dermot, of an old 90s dance floor banger called Male Stripper.
Okay, I don't know that now, but certainly watching it last, I mean, it's very hard to see that not getting in the top three somehow. Actually, there's a nice little sort of Easter egg as well for long-time Eurovision fans like myself. After 31 years, and there's a lot of references made to it during the contest, during the semi-final, Luxembourg are back for the first time, believe it or not, since Mill Street, since 1993.
Really?
31 years ago. Yeah, the last Luxembourg entry was, and it sort of made a big joke that they came 20th in Mill Street, and they were so upset that they basically went away for 31 years. But there's various references to Vicky Leandros and, you know, France Gall and other great, because Luxembourg did win 5 times. It's one of the great countries
and then stopped going
in the history of the event. So they're number 15. They're the last of the semi-final tonight. And there's a song from Australia that mixes in Aboriginal sort of influences. There is a, what else do we have? We have a very good song from Lithuania. Watch out for Lithuania. I like a nicely staged entry called Dultek. And a very good song from, and a good opener, a good floor filling banger from Cyprus as well to open. So it's a good show. It's certainly good fun. But Ireland, I mean, there's no question that Ireland stands out a mile. You know, when they do the voting at the end, and they had the clips of all the songs that are in there. And when Ireland comes on, it's so out there. And I mean, and fair play to RTE and Ireland this year. You know, the idea, like, let's just send another, you know, boy band and let's hope, you know, we get in this year. They just went, no, let's just try something completely different. Yeah. And fair play to the Telly voters, you know, they've gone with Bambi and let's see how it goes.
Whoever's driving Bambi's publicity in the last week to 10 days, they are brilliant because Bambi is everywhere. He's absolutely everywhere.
And our hashtag is Crown the Witch.
I love it.
You check your social media today. It's everywhere.
Donny Logan, what on earth is he doing? Is he singing a Loreen, an old Eurovision winner? That's not one of his?
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice, again, in the script, again, yes, there's a lot of references to the fact that Ireland and Sweden now are backed. We both have 7 wins. We both also have one singer that's won twice. Johnny Logan won twice for Ireland as a singer. Loreen has now won twice for Sweden. So there's a lot of references to Ireland and Sweden. And also Bambi Thug, one of her parents is Swedish. So there's a lot you know, crossover. But a very nice homage between Sweden.
Imagine if we brought Loreen out to sing Once Another Year.
Well, maybe that's going to happen. She's performing on Saturday. But a nice homage between Sweden and Ireland is that Johnny Logan, and a nice thing, a full orchestra on stage with Johnny Logan doing an orchestral version of Euphoria. And it's lovely. It's really, and Johnny can sing.
Explain to people, Dermot, will you? People who are looking at the radios now going, Johnny Logan? Would you explain to people, this guy is Eurovision royalty.
Absolutely. I mean, he started back in 1980 when he sang Shea Healy's song. 7 years later, he became the first singer to win the Eurovision twice as a singer in 1987 with his own song, Hold Me Now. And then he cemented his status in 1992, actually when the contest was held in Malmo, for the first time in Malmo, when he wrote Linda Martin's song, Why Me? So, I mean, and then, see, Eurovision is big in Europe. They say it's big in Europe. And Johnny Logan has had a very successful career, particularly in likes of Turkey, in Denmark, Sweden, Germany, you know, and Johnny Logan is very busy, sells a lot of records, and certainly going by the reaction in the arena I saw on the rehearsals yesterday, I mean, they went for him yesterday, they love seeing him, and Johnny still has a great singing voice, and, you know, and Eurovision, the fair play to them, they do give respect and reverence to their sort of their heroes, and Johnny Logan is there, he's the king of Eurovision, he's called His Royal Highness Johnny Logan, and it's nice to see him back. It's nice to see him back on the Eurovision stage.
And he's a hell of a nice fella too. Dermot, I have to...
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I have to raise it, even though I don't want to, but I have to because people will want me to. Is there much of a political thing going on there now? Are we really seeing too much of something small?
Well, I mean, okay, a couple of things about that. Firstly, we're Israel, I assume referring to Israel, not in our semi-final. So that does take some of the heat out of our show tonight. And but interestingly, they did, I was watching it last night. I mentioned they're going to have to shave 10 minutes off the running time. One of the things they showed did last night was they ran through just the upcoming songs that are in the next semi-final, the Thursday night. On Thursday night, you'll see the, and they just show clips of the 16 songs, and they were all cheering as each one went through, you know, each of the countries went through, like Austria and Denmark. Mm-hmm. And then when Israel came up, there was a noticeable fall away in cheering. And I thought to myself, oh, I wonder if that bit will get cut now before the live show on tomorrow night. And I'm getting a lot of emails already about security. You know, there is a no bag policy, not just in the arena, in Malmo. I mean, any of the venues that are hosting the Euro Club, the Euro Cafe, anywhere, there's outdoor stages, no bags, just none. Don't even bring a shopping bag, don't bring a bum bag, don't bring a handbag, don't bring anything. We've been told ad nauseum, you will not bring a bag in.
How are you supposed to get gear if you're a journalist or anything like that? How are you supposed to get your stuff in?
Well, I think the press centre is the only place you can bring them into, but you cannot bring them into any venues that has a public audience. And then the Euro Cafe, for example, which is a terrific venue that they have, it's in a big sort of pavilion building in the middle of, can you imagine St. Stephen's Green in Dublin, and a pavilion in the middle of the park, and that's basically where that venue was. And about 2 weeks ago, it was pulled. They decided, no, that they could not secure, they'd have to secure the whole park in order to secure the venue, and it was moved to another part of the city, which has better security, easier they need it basically to secure it. They can do that. And for your listeners are wondering, why is Israel being allowed in when, for example, Russia was expelled from the contest a few years ago? And the difference is, it's the broadcaster. Khan, who is the Israeli broadcaster, is actually very, very strongly anti-Netanyahu, has been all along, Netanyahu's no fan of that broadcaster. And the broadcaster kind of feels under a bit of siege, as it were. And the other broadcasters in Europe see that Khan is actually trying to do the right thing in Israel and is very supportive of it. And at the end of the day, Eurovision is a contest between broadcasters, which means that the broadcasters are effectively saying, if we actually exclude Israel, we're kind of giving a victory to Netanyahu. They don't want to do that. Now, Khan is seen as actually being an honest broker in the whole situation out there. And that's why they're being let in. It's very different. Like back in 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine, all the Russian broadcasters were basically just media outlets swore for Putin all the way through, giving this information. And effectively, the EBU said, no, that you're meant to be public service broadcasters. You're not doing your job. You're out. And that's the difference.
That's a take now, Dermot. Thank you very much for that, my old friend. That's a take that I have not yet heard, and I don't think my listeners will have yet heard. Effectively, the Israeli broadcaster is, you might call it, an anti-Netanyahu.
Well, I think they're a public service broadcaster that basically is holding the line of a proper public broadcasting, and the EBU have decided they are, because I think what the Martin Østerdal, who's the chief exec, said there's no consensus among the broadcasters to exclude Israel, where there was to exclude the Russian ones 2 years ago.
Very educational, that last minute or two, Dermot. Thank you very much. If you're around in the morning, we might talk to you about tonight's event. Love to talk to you, appreciate it. That's Dermot Manning, veteran of 30-odd Eurovisions. We've met first, the two of us. We met in Mill Street in 1993, and we've been friends ever since. And he goes to pretty much every year. Thanks, Dermot. 0818 96 96 96. That's an interesting explanation, though, isn't it, of why Israel have not been thrown out. It's because the broadcaster. And remember, this is a competition between broadcasters. Not between governments, not even between singers and songwriters. It's a competition between broadcasters. And the broadcaster is seen as being either totally neutral or against Netanyahu. So that's an interesting take. Thank you, Dermot. 0818 96 96 96. He's en route. Frank is already there. Frank Dermody, will you be in the stadium? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? I will indeed be in the stadium, and it's a lovely sunny day here in Malmo, and things are getting quite exciting over here at the moment.
Well, how many are the big crowds in? Is it as huge as it always is, Eurovision?
It is indeed. There's a lot more arriving today on Tuesday than there normally would be. It's kind of like generally the quieter of the two semifinals, but there are a lot of people arriving now. So it's getting very, very busy here.
When did you get there, Frank?
We arrived very, very early on Saturday morning, straight from Cork. So,
You've had the weekend to settle in. Did you get to wander into any of the rehearsals or the, as Dermot was saying earlier on, the prereqs kind of thing?
Yes, I was there last night. I had a magical, the only way to describe it is the staging this year and everything that Sweden have done is out of this world. And what Bambi has done with that capability is unbelievable. I don't want to spoil it for your audience, right, because I want them to have the same reaction that I did when I first saw it. But wow, absolutely.
The photos I've seen and the video snaps I've seen, certainly Bambi's performance or Bambi's presentation is something special. I should, and I'm sorry for not introducing you as president of the Ireland Eurovision fan club, good to have you here and in that capacity. Are there a lot of the fans gone out, Frank?
Yeah, we have nearly 550 members from the fan club out here at the moment. So, and there's approximately 4,000 to 5,000 Irish here as well.
Very good. Have you had a chance to meet Bambi? I know they haven't been well over the weekend, so they're kind of keeping a low profile. But all last week during the pre-publicity and the rehearsals, Bambi was everywhere. Everywhere.
They are now as well. It's the most amazing thing. And something's going to happen at the end of the performance. I guarantee you they're going to be in the front page of everything across Europe over the next couple of days.
Really?
Ireland's back. Ireland is back.
There is a costume change. We've already caught sneak preview of that on YouTube.
Yes, there is.
But there's more, is there?
Oh, there's a lot more.
Oh,
this 3-minute performance feels like it's 90 minutes when you're watching it. You are just sucked in. It is out of this world. And yes, I realize the irony of saying that, but a witch performing. But it is amazing. I'm actually gobsmacked thinking that this can come from Ireland. I'm so proud.
Wow.
Of not only Bambi, but the effort that's been put into it.
Because I remember talking to Bambi in the very early days before the National Song Contest and then shortly after it, chatting about looking and one thing I got very much clear was they wanted to have control of their stage and wanted to bring all of this experience in musical theatre and dance and creativity to bear on the stage. Do you think they've had control of the stage?
Oh, they absolutely did. And it shows.
Right.
I don't want to spoil anything for your listeners,
right,
but this is just amazing.
Are we getting out of it?
You're actually going to be there watching it going, is this Ireland? I cannot believe it.
Wow. And not in a turkey fashion, put it that way.
No, we won't be repeating the mistakes of previous years, I'll put it to you like that.
Are we getting out tonight? Are we getting out of it?
I wouldn't be surprised if we were winning the semi-final.
Oh, wow. Well, we don't. There's a thing now, Frank, I must ask you that, because we don't get the official result of the semi-final, do we? We'll get the poll, but they never really release the results.
They do, but only after the Eurovision final itself, because they don't want that to sort of give unnecessary favourites to other acts, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So you might see that, let's say, last year, Finland beat Sweden in the semi-final versus in the final, Sweden beat Finland overall. But the points difference between the first place and the 10th place was astronomical. Mm-hmm. So again, they go like, okay, we want to favour all the artists. We don't want to give one person too much attention, if that makes sense. Okay. So that's the reason why those results don't get released until after the final.
The voting is a little different between semi-final and final. It's all televotes, isn't it, in the semis? Or do the juries have a say?
The juries are a backup, just in case something happens, the phone system in the particular country, or in the case of San Marino, there's not enough population to have a proper televote, so they only have a jury vote there.
I see.
But yes, it would be primarily televote.
Right, so it won't be like Saturday night where we vote, then the juries announce their votes, and then they count in the vote. It's all done. Everything goes into one big computer tonight. Or is it just that the jury is only called upon if the televote doesn't work?
That's it, exactly. Like the show last night was sent to the juries. It's the same on Wednesday and on Friday. They filmed the Eurovision exactly the same way, and then they send it out to the juries to vote on in advance. So tonight, only the public votes and Thursday count towards performance again, unless something goes wrong with the phone system, and then they have a backup with the juries.
But you're there since the weekend, and not just among the Irish. I think definitely a sense of excitement for Bambi to come out tonight.
People are just coming up and they find out I'm Irish and they're going, They can't believe it. Bambi's also the only Swedish artist in the Eurovision this year.
Now, there's a thing. Isn't that fantastic? Bambi's dad is Swedish.
It is indeed.
Swedish.
Yeah, and they're from Malmo as well.
So, it's all actually, coming back. Sweden can't vote for themselves, of course.
Of course.
But
they can vote for Ireland, and they are in our semi-final.
Oh, Frank, I'm so looking forward to it. Thank you very much. Frank Dermody, the president of the Ireland Eurovision Fan Club, is there since the weekend. A big show planned for tonight.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.